More than 50 houses were flooded and about 500 people displaced by tidal waves in three communities in the Keta municipality in the Volta region. The waves hit Anyanui, Wuti, and Jita communities. The assembly member for Jita electoral area, Samuel Deju, told Radio Ghana that the victims are putting up with relatives and friends. He said the waves have halted economic activities in the area, as well as the Jita Local Authority Basic School. He spoke to Doreen Ampofu.
3 days today, which was Friday, about 6 p.m., there was a high tidal wave coming into the town. And by 1 a.m., the southern part of the community was flooded. And a whole lot of people, the families and households, had come out to stand by the street with their luggage, bed, everything. Up to the morning of Saturday, the whole of the area was still flooded and the situation was going on seriously. About 50 houses were flooded and about 500 people were displaced. Some were sleeping on the street, some go to their families, and I have spoke to the municipal chief executive, MP, the NADMO. Yesterday they paid a visit to the area and tried to calm the people. The situation changed every 3 hours. The school block was affected. The whole of school compound was flooded. Economic activities have stopped completely because no one can go to his shop. Everything has suspended.
Were there any casualties?
No. Nobody died. Now.
Oh, you also mentioned that the sea level continues to rise within every 3 hours. Does that mean that there's a possibility that there'll be another tidal wave?
Yes, the sea is rising seriously and still overflowing the place.
Okay, you also mentioned that NADMO officials came there to assess the situation. Have they come up with any support for the victims?
Not yet. The government should come in. If it's something which you ratify the situation permanently, they should continue the sea defense project that is going on, because last time, the first project that was awarded, they cut off about 100 meters, which have to come to Jita. They send it up at Oko, where the situation was worse when they started. But issuing the second contract, they don't realize to come up with that 100 meters to continue. Very soon, I believe it will cut the road again, as what happened formerly. Now, the school people are in a holiday, so I don't know what is going to happen. Although tomorrow they have to start with the classes, I don't know what is going to happen because the whole of the compound was flooded.
Assembly member for Jita electoral area, Samuel Deju, talking to Doreen Ampofu. Meanwhile, the National Disaster Management Organization says its officials are on the ground assessing the situation. The municipal coordinator for Keta, Alex Atakpa, tells Radio Ghana that the victims should expect some form of support within the week.
It's a yearly occurrence, but this year is extraordinary. The regional coordinator has just left, and presently I'm with the MC, and we are assessing the damages. That's why the fact that NADMO sonar stars are on the ground collecting the data. Unless tomorrow before I know what to do.
So are they to expect any kind of help from NADMO?
Oh, of course, of course. If I submit a report to the regional coordinator and discuss the issue, you know what to do to them.
How soon are they to expect this help?
By next week. So Monday is a holiday. At least Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll get them something. We give them some mattresses and, let's say, some foodstuffs.
You mentioned earlier that this situation is a yearly occurrence. Did NADMO prepare for this year's tidal wave?
Okay. We educated them long time because during the middle of August, we usually have a high tidal wave over here.
Municipal coordinator for Keta, Alex Atakpa.